News Talk 770 AM 92.5 FM WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right, just like it says on the back of our t-shirts. Yeah, we got to do some more t-shirt giveaways sometime soon. By the way, I will say this. Apologies to three people who had won t-shirts in our last giveaway that, lo and behold, when I went to get them out of the box, we didn't have their sizes, so I ordered a brand new batch. They went out last week. Everybody should have them now. But they went out literally, three people got theirs about a week later than planned, but only because we didn't want them walking around like, you know, wearing skin-tight children's sizes t-shirts. So that's just, you know, better that way. Hey, listen, I got to tell you guys, here's an idea for you. Tomorrow's the polls open at 7. 7 to 7, they will be there. Got to have your picture ID. Got to make sure you go to the right place to vote in case you've moved. And by the way, you can also go online and find at the Secretary of State's website, you can find a copy of the sample ballot in case you need to look at it in advance. But here's the thing. Let me suggest strongly to you that you might want to just go ahead and say, I'm going in early to vote, and on the way in, I'm going to go by Just Love Coffee Cafe and get me a cappuccino or a latte or an espresso. Or for that matter, get one of their womelets, which is an incredible omelet cooked in a waffle iron. Or maybe get the stuffed tater. That's a good one, too. I'm just saying, they got amazing breakfast, amazing coffees. And if you like regular coffee, like Charlene calls those other ones, the treat coffees. If you like regular coffee, they'll grind the beans fresh, make you a light roast, dark roast, medium roast cup of fresh, hot, steaming coffee. Check it out. Just Love Coffee Cafe. Two locations, one on Hughes Road in Madison, the other on South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. What a great thing to do on your way to the polls. Ah, there's a plan. All right, so listen, Copper, we've had a heck of a show.
Yeah, we just rolled on through.
I know, we did. And by the way, thanks for getting that audio so quickly to me. I'm pretty sure that we're going to see a write-up on that story with Kimberly Butler by tomorrow morning. Yeah, I don't know if you caught it, Copper. We had several pieces of breaking news. It kind of went right by without too much fanfare during Mo Brooks. So we had Kimberly Butler, who announced that not only is she believed that she actually has physical evidence. I mean, it's one thing to say, I believe there was crossover voting. Okay, what do you have that proves it? And what do you have that proves the voter rolls were wrong? Well, she's saying she's got it, which is a whole lot better than an allegation. Now she has substantive proof in her hands. She says she's got not only the voter rolls that shows how many names were in the wrong place, but that those precincts were where she would have done very strongly. And this is the kicker, she actually has signed sworn affidavits from voters who would have voted for her had they been in the right place. That is more than enough to overcome the 14 votes she lost by. That's breaking news. Add to that the breaking news, she says, that the state party has said that when she does her appeal or her contest hearing this Saturday, that in the event she prevails, they will have a second election for that race. So that is also interesting. Right now, Jason Black is in second place, Ben Harrison in first, and House District 2 over in the Shoals. Kimberly Butler could well wind up making Jason Black's life difficult. I don't know. We'll see. Jason Black's campaign texted me during the show and said they believe that what she presented was misinformation. And I said, do you have any affidavits that counter her affidavits? And they said no. Or at least they said they don't right now or something like that. Anyway, the reality is this. There's a solid election contest, and there is indication that the party, from what she said, the party might consider running a new election if she prevails. Here's the other piece of breaking news. I don't know if you caught this. Mo Brooks is on a little while ago, so he's had recent endorsements from Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, Senator Rand Paul, both of whom came to Alabama to campaign for him in the last couple of weeks. But then apparently just today he got the endorsement of conservative pundit Ann Coulter, and he said, stand by because it looks like this evening, which that's about as late as you can get in a race, but this evening Sean Hannity is going to be offering his endorsement to Mo Brooks. So that's very interesting. When you watch the endorsements, the only one that has been surprising has been Donald Trump, because Trump had endorsed Mo Brooks, pulled out for reasons that don't seem to really add up, saying that Brooks was woke. Brooks is anything but woke. And then, you know, it goes one step further. He turns around and just like last week or 2 weeks ago endorsed Katie Britt. And everybody went, what? You mean in the same race you're going to endorse both candidates? So I'm not sure the Trump endorsement is a big needle mover. I take that back. It's going to be a needle mover for some. There's no doubt. Those who weren't offended by the switch are going to, you know, latch onto it. So I'm sure it actually does help Katie Britt. She had 45% in the last primary count. So it's going to be a tough row to hoe. But I really do believe that a big part of what makes this election happen is whether North Alabama turns out. I mean, and not just for that race, but for any race. Right now, North Alabama has more on the ballot, in my opinion, than most of the state. Congressional race, U.S. Senate race, all of it. Well, tomorrow morning, folks, by the time you and I talk to each other at 2 o'clock, you will have had multiple opportunities to go to the polls. They open at 7. Get her done, folks. This is our constitutional right. We got to vote. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. Coming up next, the great one, Mark Levin, followed by us. I'm back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Y'all have a great night.